As I was giving the talk yesterday about Vedana, I started remembering when I first learned about Vedana. I had heard about Vedana, but I hadn't really explored it in my own practice. And I remember this deep excitement, feeling like someone was giving me secret teachings. They were there in plain sight. I had read the second foundation of mindfulness, and yet I hadn't really seen how important these teachings are. So it felt like this idea of enlightenment was so far away, like the third noble truth, there's an ending to suffering. I was like, oh yes, right. That feels like a really far away goal. But then to learn that with the practice of Vedana, there is the possibility of ending suffering right here, right now, in this very moment. So that is the secret teachings. So this morning I wanted to give four different ways that you might practice with Vedana. And again, it's optional. You can take any part of this that might be helpful to you. As I said yesterday, a really great place to get to know Vedana is within the body door, is with the sensations within the body. So perhaps you're going to practice with the four elements practice that Marcia offered yesterday, this beautiful, beautiful practice. And as part of that, once in a while, you may drop in the question, what is the feeling tone right here? Is this more pleasant? Is it unpleasant? Is it neutral? Just as a way to explore these qualities of feeling tone. Another great way to practice with Vedana is when you notice that your attention is pulled into some of the other doors. So sights, sounds, smells. In that moment where you notice that you're off your primary object, that's a great moment for you to ask yourself, what is the feeling tone quality of this sight? What is the feeling tone quality of the sound that's being known at the ear door? And then when we get caught in reactivity, which we do a lot, all of these different arrows, whenever you notice that you're in a big story, papancha, proliferation, and you become aware, rather than judging yourself, you can ask yourself, what is the feeling tone right here? With this thought, I'm no good at this. What is the feeling tone in the mind, and how is the body feeling, and what's the feeling tone within the body door? And then you don't have to do anything else. You can simply rest there, say to yourself, oh, this is very unpleasant. Or if there's a fantasy that you become aware of, oh, there's a lot of pleasantness here at the mind door. How does that feel? And then we can practice with eating meditation. And we can really explore Vedana in relationship to eating. And one of the reasons why this is a very useful practice is that there is often a lot of strong experiences around eating. So there might be strong pleasant, and there might be strong unpleasant. And you can watch this even as you walk into the dining hall, at all the sense doors. What happens at the nose door? What happens at the eye door? What happens at the body door? As you stand in line and you wait for the food, notice how the eyes might start to reach out towards items on the table that has this pleasant quality to it. And then when you sit down and you actually eat your food, really noticing as you take the bite and as you chew your food, what's the feeling tone here? What's the different textures and taste, and what is the predominant feeling tone? And as you continue chewing your food, what happens to that, often that initial hit of pleasant? And once the very pleasant fades into the neutral, what happens then? Is that the point where you then reach for the next bite to have another hit of pleasant? So we'll transition into sit now, and I'm going to offer some initial reflections, instructions around Vedana, and then we'll move into silence. So taking your time to settle into your body and into your still posture, giving yourself permission to shift your body a little bit, to come into a place of as much ease and well-being as is possible right now. And perhaps opening to the overall experience of the body sitting. Feeling the sit bones, the weight of the body, hands resting in your lap, and allowing any unnecessary tension to release. And just opening to the experience of body breathing, letting the breath be natural, allowing the breath to have its own life through your body. Sometimes there's long breaths or shorter breaths, deeper or shallow, trusting that the breath pattern has its own rhythm, its own intelligence. So taking your time to just settle here with the experience of body breathing. Okay. And now opening to areas within the body where there's a relative sense of pleasantness. Maybe the hands are soft and tingling. Maybe there's a softness around the face or the mouth. So scanning your body and just noticing where is there a relative sense of pleasantness right now within the body. Not expecting it to be static or permanent. So there might be fluctuations. And simply, in a very receptive way, opening to areas where there's a relative sense of pleasantness and the fluctuating and shifting and changing nature of that. Now just grounding in the breath, the simplicity of knowing breath. And taking a few moments here and now opening to areas in the body where there might be more unpleasant sensations. Scanning the body, noticing where there might be tightness, pressure, some kind of discomfort. Noticing what that quality of unpleasant feels like within the body door. And again, noticing perhaps the shifting and changing experience of sensations and associated unpleasantness. Perhaps noticing varying levels of unpleasantness, not static, shifting and changing, arising and passing. Surfing the waves of unpleasant. And now releasing the exploration of unpleasant. And one more time, coming back to the simplicity of knowing breath, body breathing, settling, grounding, collecting around the simplicity of this body breathing. And now opening up to areas in the body that might feel more neutral. Areas where there might be more subtle sensations. Scanning your body and noticing where is there more neutrality. and what is felt here, can there be curiosity, staying present with sensations that are more subtle? And now continuing on your own practicing in a way that supports you this morning.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.